BBC Surrey with James Cannon.
Gareth Bale could be on the verge of becoming the most expensive football player in the world. The current price tag on his head is said to be worth £85 million. Is it good business or is it football gone really, well, slightly mad? Joining me now, Hugh Jennings, Academy Director at Fulham Football Club, lives in Ushant near Farnham. Morning, Hugh.
Morning.
Morning. So, you know Gareth Bale?
Yes, indeed. I was Academy Director at Fulham and helped to oversee Gareth's development. And goodness me, where have we got to now?
Yeah, you were at Southampton before where he played. And what was he like as a person? How old did you know, was he when you first knew him?
I think I first met Gareth when he was 10. And delightful family, calm, mild-mannered young man. Used to come alive a little bit late in the evening, so his landlady told me. But he's implacable in lots of respects, and his progress is phenomenal.
Yeah, and are you surprised at the price tag?
Well, I think to the extent that anything surprises you in our industry, certainly when you look at Cristiano Ronaldo, for example, he had all of the profile before he was sold for £80 million. Gareth is still, I think, emerging and developing.
Right. Now, how old is he now?
24, I think.
Unbelievable, isn't it? So what hand have you played in his development? Go on, take some credit.
Always a team effort. I mean, I think the people who worked alongside Gareth and starts inevitably with his family, Frank and Debbie Bell, are fantastic people. The staff who helped to develop him at the Bath Centre that Southampton has, people like Rod Ruddock, and then coming into the main centre at Southampton where my current colleague Steve Wigley, French coach George Prost, people who mentored Gareth and saw and believed in him, because it hasn't always been that easy a journey for Gareth. He struggled a lot with growth related issues. Didn't have a lot of form in his early teens. That wouldn't have been a great acumen to have released him at 16.
Yeah, that's an interesting one for a club. Quite often, kids get to a certain age and then it's adios, isn't it?
Well, it can be. It's very competitive. The industry only needs about 4,000 players across its ranks, so it's incredibly competitive. And often at 16, youngsters are released and don't make it to the scholarship level. And if that's the case, then sometimes you miss out. And there are a number of stories of players coming back to haunt their former clubs.
Why are Spurs resisting this bid, do you think?
Well, I think Daniel Levy has a proven track record of brinkmanship in the transfer market, and he's been very successful for his club in getting the maximum amount of money at Fulham. We experienced that with Clint Dempsey last year, for example. But, you know, I have to say that when you're dealing with this type of finance, then it's inevitable that Tottenham will seek to get the maximum they possibly can.
Is it good for football?
Well, I think sometimes we overestimate the damage that that money may cause. I think fundamentally to have this amount of money in the industry has got to be healthy. If you look at American sport, for example, they wouldn't bat an eyelid at this type of finance. So it is relative and it's what the market will pay.
But you see, at the opposite end of the spectrum, we've got clubs going into administration as well. We've had Aldershot just down the road, all sorts of problems going on with money. And then we hear at the top end of, you know, is it a bit imbalanced, the football world?
Well, it's very important we feed the pyramid properly. And I think the Premier League would argue that they do that with the current redistribution of income. And actually, you know, the model for the Premier League is far more democratic, perhaps, than is the case in other leagues like La Liga. But for sure, you're always concerned when local clubs go bust. But one thing we have to bear in mind is that owners need to manage finance properly. Nearly always, clubs go belly up because they spend more than they bring in.
With the youngsters that you're dealing with now, can you predict the future stars? Or would you have said that Gareth Bale would have reached the level that he has?
No, I don't think anybody who saw Gareth as a youngster could have predicted that he'd be in the position he is now. What you knew with Gareth is he had talent. What you knew is he had desire, inner drive. And his athleticism has really developed in his late teens and early 20s, which has helped him enormously. I think with the majority of youngsters, most of us, we could go and watch a typical game of local football under 11s and pick out the best players. But what we wouldn't be able to do is to predict the future. And I suppose that's where over the years myself and the staff that I work alongside have managed to do that on a few occasions.
All right. Well, will he go, do you think?
I think the balance must be yes.
Yeah. Okay. Wouldn't mind being the actual broker of that deal to get you 10%.
Well, I know Gareth's representatives and spoken to them a few times over the course of the summer. I think they've got their hands full.
I was going to say, they must have hands full of cash and cigars, I would imagine, ready to light. Are you playing today? Are you training today with kids?
Yeah, our under-21s and under-18s, hard of the grindstone, training at Motspur Park.
Brilliant. Well, Hugh, lovely to meet you. Thanks for coming in and giving an insight to Gareth Bale. It is BBC Surrey.
BBC Surrey with James Cannon.